Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA Radio back. Seems like it's a 10th consecutive time, but, man, you already know what the fuck we do. We're dropping shit left and right. Tracks are out. PSA Radio's breakdown of the Meek Mill response to Drake is out now. Go check that shit out. We dissect this whole thing. We drop some fucking knowledge on Meek Mill. You already know what the fuck this is, man. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime in this PSA shit, Three Letterman Dre. What is good, G?
What the fuck is good, man? You know PSA motherfucking radio, man. What's good, man?
Positive, yes, sir. Man. Yes, sir. Man, Dre, let's steer off the Meek Mill Drake shit real quick. Okay. I'm just seeing this here. I think we should actually speak on it.
Let's go.
It was breaking news. Charlie Clips had announced that he is battling Loaded Lux at Summer Madness 5. He was given the okay by URL to actually leak the info. So he leaked the info. He said he was battling Loaded Lux, Summer Madness 5, and it's not happening anymore. Beasley went on Instagram saying that we jumped the gun on the paperwork. It's not happening anymore. The battle is not going to happen at Summer Madness 5. It is canceled. This and that. What does that say to fans? I mean, was it kind of like, oh, shit, he shouldn't have done that, and yada, yada, yada? Or is it, you know, what's that say that it was promoted, they gave Clips the okay to leak it, and then shut it down real quick?
See, that's what I was gonna ask you, Timbo. They gave him the okay to leak the information. It was a go.
Yes.
And now paperwork is the reason why they're now the battle's not going down now.
Correct. It was something that happened that it said it's not gonna go down anymore.
Translation to me, Timbo, and let me know if I'm reaching with this. If paperwork is the issue, paperwork to me means there's money problems. Like, somebody wants to get paid or they don't have the money. And if I'm a gambling man, let's be real, my nigga, Beloved probably wants a lot of money, B.
Here's the exact quote. It's earlier today we asked Charlie Clips to leak his Summer Madness 5 match versus Loaded Lux. However, URL has jumped the gun. An agreement hasn't been reached and the match is off. Our apologies to Clips and the fans. I want the people to know that this announcement was a favor to us. And if anyone is disappointed about the announcement, please focus your frustration towards us. URL TV is fully responsible. Looking for official details regarding Summer Madness 5 next week, along with battles from the Redemption card. Thank you for your understanding. So they're apologizing, you know, for giving Clips the okay and for letting the fans down that wanted to see it. If they were excited for it, and now it's not happening. So what do you kind of take from that?
I really like to know what the fuck is going on. I mean, what's the holdup? What's the problem? I mean, let's be real, my niggas. You niggas have months upon months to get these matches. I'm pretty sure y'all been working on Summer Madness for a long time. It's not like you just strummed this along like, okay, now let's put a car together. I'm pretty sure before Rookies, Vets, Gnome, what's the shit they just had, Redemption and all this other shit?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, come on. You got to get this right. My question is, and like I said, this is just speculation. I don't know. Is it Lux? Because Lux is quiet about it. You don't see, like you just said, I don't see Clips is the one who had apologized. Clips is the one saying, you know, going on Instagram, whatever he's doing, promoting his shit. Lux ain't promoting shit. So that kind of like speaks high volumes to me and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you, is it not fair to kind of do that? I mean, to, you know, it's obviously not fair to jump the gun, but does it look bad on URL when it is announced and they give the okay and then this happens? It's obvious that it's not going down now, or at least this point, but does it look bad on them? Is it a bad move?
I just think don't give Clips the fucking A-OK if niggas John Hancock's are not crossed on the dotted line.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, was a hand was it a handshake? Like, okay, this battle's gonna go down, chance fire. I just think you don't do that, especially as businessman. And Smack and Beasley are smart dudes. You know what I'm saying? I would have done that as a businessman, as a league owner. I'm not gonna sit there and be like, okay, we'll get Eclipse. Go ahead and fucking and usually they don't even do that. Usually they fucking put a trail out. So I'm kind of shocked URL gave a battle rapper the AOK to promote this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of shocked on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is it fair to say, Timo, that Clips won't be on Summer Madness 5?
I guess so. I was thinking the same thing. Who else would it be? You know? Who else is it going to be that he would battle? You know? I mean, people want to see him in Lux. And, you know, especially after the announcement, it would be different, Dre, if this never came out. But now that the announcement's made, you know, and Clips leaked it, I think people are looking forward to that. So now it's not happening. So I don't know who we would battle. I don't know if he's going to be on it. What do you think? What would be a good matchup?
Clips at this juncture? Oof. Man, oof. Who's left for Clips besides Lux, Mook? You know what? I'm going to throw a name at you, left field. And you might be like,
uh-oh,
come on, Dre, you're reaching a little bit. But I'm going to throw a name out there, and you let me know how you feel about it. And I'll tell you why I feel this battle should go down. How about Charlie Clips against Cortez?
All right, man. Salute to everybody listening to PSA Radio. We had a good run.
Bam.
Oh man.
Bam.
Dismissing that shit quickly.
Really?
Oh no. I don't want to see that shit. Nah.
Not even the reason that Clips calling out court in the second round and shit, nah?
I don't want to see that shit at all. No.
Damn.
And shame on you for bringing that shit up.
But who left the. But who would you want to see Clips battle?
Lux.
All right, besides Beloved.
Even that is a reach for me. I think he might. I mean, is it a stretch for him to sit out on Summer Madness?
Wow. I don't think it'd be a stretch. I mean, Charlie Clips is a fucking big name. And he will bring people to the door. And I think Clips need this battle with Loaded Lux. I think he needs that. I think vice versa also. Let's not get it fucked up. As much as people get on Charlie Clips, I mean, Lux did just get 3-0 by fucking Mook. You know what I'm saying? So it's a bounce back battle for Lux also.
Mm.
I don't know.
What could there be on URL? You know what I mean? That's what the people want to see.
Yeah.
This is what the people want to see. I think anything else would be fulfilling to the fans, I feel like, for Clips to battle on that stage. I mean, it's not a far reach for him to just sit out, wait for the next event, hash out the shit with Lux, see, you know, make this shit happen, sign on the dotted line, and that's it. If anything, it's gonna make build the anticipation for the battle. If he's not on this card and that battle does not go down,
right.
If anything, I think it would heighten the anticipation for Clips vs. Lux. I mean, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I mean, people want to see that. So, I feel like if it's not gonna be delivered on that stage, on the Summer Madness stage, maybe Clips sits out one event. I mean,
Clips sit on a bench.
Wouldn't see a problem with that.
I don't have a big problem with it, but you know, Summer Madness, you know, here's the thing, man. I think people will be looking at it sometimes like, you know, we want to see new names on a Summer Madness card. But, you know, Summer Madness is a big stage. That's fucking WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? It's I don't know. I think there's only a few people left for Clips to battle.
Yeah.
top tier wise. You know what I'm saying? Unless he give a mid tier or a nigga that's on the come up. I mean, he's giving JC a shot. You know what I'm saying? He gave Magic a shot. You know. So yeah, should be interesting. Hey, I really want to know what they're gonna do. You know, what battle they're gonna put in there now to get this battle out the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm very interested in that. Let me ask you a question. Guerrilla Warfare also dropped the match that they're gonna have on their card, Ill Will and K-Shine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like this.
I love that shit, my nigga. Right I me too. Yeah,
right
facts.
Now, I really like that matchup. I'm actually looking forward to that one. I saw that too. Damn. That's tough to pick right now who would win that. I mean, let me tell you something. If we're going right now, Drake. We're picking a winner right now to win that battle. I'm going Shine 2-1 to beat Will. Right now.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm going Shine.
I'm not mad at that at all. On the real.
I think Shine is getting polished right now, you know, with his bars, and you know, I think it's in his favor right now, I feel like. So I would go Shine 2-1. I like that battle.
Yeah, I like it too. Because Will is trying to make... I would agree with you. I go 2-1 Shine right now. Right now. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, though. Shine had a dope battle against Verb. Yeah, he beat Dirtbag Dang in a one-rounder. But he's been really doing his 2-on-2 thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's really interested to see how he's going to pull, you know, not having his partner DNA there with him. And just concentrate on one person, which is Ill Will.
You know, I think it will be good, though, because I feel like he's out there sparring right now with DNA. You know, I think he...
Oh, facts.
You know, with these two-on-twos also, it's keeping him sharp. So I feel like it'll be something good for him to, you know, step away from the two-on-twos for a minute for one battle and go against Will. So I like that. I think that'll be cool. So I like this battle. A lot. Shout out to Guerrilla Warfare for actually making this and, you know, having this go down. So, I'm a big fan of it. Ill Will, K-Shine. I think it's the Crown 2 event for Guerrilla Warfare. It's Crown 2. And if I'm not mistaken, Dre, it was November, correct?
It was November,
I think I saw it as November. So, November, Ill Will versus K-Shine going down on Guerrilla Warfare, the Crown 2 event. I mean, who do you guys think will win? Leave a comment. Is it going to be Shine? Is it going to be Will? Who would you have win right now? Obviously, we're not going to speculate on if they have battles before that, and, you know, what outcomes will be from those. But who would win right now, Ill Will or K-Shine? That is going down on Guerrilla Warfare Crown 2. It's crazy out here, man, with these diss tracks and this back and forth. You know, it has me. I'm excited for rap, for hip hop right now, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's been a great week, my dude. It's been a great week, man. Minus some bullshit. So I'm watching DJ Academics tomorrow, and I guess Meek Mill went on Instagram saying he's disappointed in the fans.
Yes. So let's.
My nigga, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
He said he's disappointed in the fans, saying. Oh, what, Ghost Runner, you guys accept that shit, blah, 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 you know, that's the cool thing now. Fuck that. After I'm done what I'm doing, I'm making trap music for good. Like, that's it. All I'm doing is trap music. So he's talking all this shit, and yeah, he's disappointed in the fans for riding, and he thought that the reference track coming out would be something bigger than, you know, it is now. He thought the fans would care more about that.
Why, though?
If they don't.
I mean, my nigga, okay, you said this last week. You know what I mean? Drake responded in two joints. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if you thought the Diddy shit was going to hit. If you thought the, I mean, my nigga, you already pulled that card already on Twitter.
Yep.
And you didn't really incorporate it in a dope rhyme scheme to me anyway.
It wasn't clever. It wasn't it. No.
Nah. What are you disappointed at?
I saw a good. I saw a good, Hot 97, they were actually talking about the track. And
right.
You know what they said? It was full of inside jokes. The Wanna Know track from Meek towards Drake. It was full of inside jokes, and it was like you had to be there to get it. You know, when the shit happened with Chris, you wrote a check and all. You know, all this shit. It wasn't. There was no like fire bars towards Drake. You know what I mean? It was nothing like that. So everything was inside jokes. Not a lot of people really got it. I don't know. It didn't make that much sense. But I mean, you're right. You know, it was nothing hit like they thought it would. The release of the reference tracks from Flex, it didn't have the hit that Meek thought it would. He thought it would.
My nigga, there was Meek. We're not gonna hold your hand on PSA, my nigga. You had no quotables, my nigga. This is what hip hop is about. It's really about having quotables and rapping off a dope beat and attacking a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really go hard at Drake to me. So talking about you're fucking disappointed. No, nigga, we're disappointed in you. Since you want to use the word disappointed, no, nigga, we're disappointed in you because you didn't go hard. And I'm tired of people now seeing on Twitter now saying, Timbo, you know, he's just doing what Drake did with the charged up shit. But I could have sworn the last couple of days before Meek dropped his shit, the consensus was that, yo, Meek, you can't go the charged up route. You have to go in because this nigga already went at you twice, B. So fuck that.
Exactly.
And why would you want to do that anyway? I don't understand why niggas, why if you're a rapper, you wanna shuck and jive and fucking pussyfoot around the bullshit. Man, attack the nigga.
Especially when it's your turn. Especially when you've already had tracks aimed at you. You gotta respond heavy. There's no jabbing. There's no
at all.
Like that. Yeah. None.
Ain't no shadow boxing, my nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. He thought the reference tracks were going to do something crazy, but he was talking reckless, and he was getting at the fans. Now, if you're a fan, Drake, and you see that, and if you're a fan of Meek Mill, and you see that, I mean, what's your response to that when you see what he said?
As a fan?
Yeah.
Nigga, kick rocks. Kick rocks. The fuck you just... See, this is the bullshit that I don't like. You're trying to tell us you're disappointed. But why? Because you're saying all Meek is running with, and it's all he could run with, is Quentin Miller shit. And listen, fans, I do not support ghostwriting. I do not support it. I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What I mean? Jesus. I don't know. I'm not feeling that shit, son. That ass. Don't try to point at the fans and get at the fans because they didn't like your track. It wasn't hard, Meek. And you don't, and I don't want to hear that you got haters and all this shit. No, nigga. Because truth be told, Meek, we wanted you to go hard, B. We wanted the back and forth. We wanted you to go hard.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, Drake is laughing at you, son. The whole fucking Toronto's laughing at you, B.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's be real.
Are the
how bad
tracks- should you be? Are the reference tracks as crazy as people think? Here's the thing. Now, the tracks, the Know Yourself, the Used To, and the 10 Band, those three songs right there, those three reference tracks, which, by the way, are not full tracks that Quentin gave to Drake. Okay? They're parts, and at least that's what we have. Now, those tracks, Quentin got credits for. He has a writing credit. It's not like it's a ghostwriter to where it was given with no credit. Drake didn't hand this man money and say, look, I'm going to take everything for this. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah. It was a writing credit, which a lot of people actually have as far as writers go.
But here's the thing. Credit. Here's the thing, Timbo. Some people say to the comment that you make, okay, I hear you, Timbo, but you can't walk around claiming to be a top rapper or top MC and have a ghostwriter. Because niggas will tell you, Rakim didn't have one, King didn't have one, Hov ain't have one, Big ain't have one, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick don't got one, Game ain't have one, 50 ain't have one, Ice Cube ain't have one.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And some niggas will say that. You know, if you're claiming to be top dog in this rap shit, like, no bueno on the ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? Do I think Drake has a nigga sitting there, yo, like Drake calls a nigga up like, yo, son, I need you to write some shit and I'll fucking wire you the money? No, I don't think that. You can't make songs that this nigga makes when it, you know, it's on a female tip and it's shit. So he's always talking about some like shit that's personal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Quentin saying, yo, this nigga is a dope writer. Now, I don't know if Quentin is some people now to play devil's advocate be like, yo, Quentin's just doing that because he don't want the money to stop and he don't want to ruin that relationship with Drake. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's say if Quentin was penning shit for Drake all the time, I wouldn't say shit either to him. I'm going to keep it real. Why would I bury that bridge with Drake?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest. If that was you, Timbo, and you was ghostwriting it for me, I would pay you into hush money, first of all, and come to the type of agreement like, nigga, you ain't leaking nothing. You don't know shit. See no evil, hear no evil. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm not too going to go crazy over that ghostwriting shit. I don't support it. I'm getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But Meek, here's the thing. If son got a ghostwriter, his ghostwriter is good, my nigga. You might need to get a ghostwriter, my nigga. Because it's clear that you don't know how to diss niggas and shit. It's clear as day you don't know how to diss niggas. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying to somebody. Everybody's talking about, oh, he just did what Drake did. No, nigga, we ain't got time for that. And he's going to have a second response because at the end of the joint, the song fades out at the end when he goes, This is the Ja Rule 50 Cent shit, and it fades off. So he's letting us know that, yeah, nigga, this is going to be a part two. Me, here's the thing. If you thought you were disappointed with yesterday's track, my nigga, let you come with some dumb shit, my nigga. My nigga, you couldn't even make the URL proving grounds with that fucking shit you had last night, my dude. You wouldn't even make URL proving grounds with that shit. Let's be real. Shit was basura, man. Get out of here with that shit, son.
We ain't trying to hear that. All right, so look, I'm going to rebuttal really quick with this, okay? Now I'm looking at Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly, okay? I'm looking at the titles. I'm looking at the titles right here. King Kunta, Kendrick Lamar, writers, Kendrick Lamar, Stephen Bruner, Johnny Burns, Ahmad Lewis, Stephon Curry. You, Kendrick Lamar, Taz Arnold, Michael Brown, Mortal Man, Kendrick Lamar, Stephen Bruner. I mean, I, Kendrick Lamar, Columbus Smith, Christopher Jasper, Kendrick Lamar, Sylvester Stewart, Rex Rideout, Institutionalized, Kendrick Lamar, Columbus Smith, Sam Barsh. So I don't think the writing credits are there for everybody to see. And this is just Wikipedia. You guys
know right.
Everybody can see the writing credits. Dre, you hear all these writers now on To Pimp a Butterfly. Who's to say what every writer contributed to that track?
So let's say the names that you read off, they gave Kendrick some lines. I don't know how I feel about that, B. I don't know. I'm going to be real. Just as I fucks with you, Kendrick, that don't mean I like Timbo naming off names and shit. I'm not really feeling that too tough. I'd rather just see K. Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, I don't know if some niggas help you out with a hook. I don't know how that shit works, my nigga, when niggas getting fucking ghostwriting credits and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How does that shit work? Like, you have to put them on there? I don't know. I'm not feeling that too tough. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah. Here's the same thing. Used to. For Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey Graham. Lil Wayne. Quentin Miller. Kyle Francis. I'm not going to lie. I don't know who some of these people are.
Right.
But these are all the writing credits. And it goes on. You know, you have the same thing. six man. You have Aubrey Graham, Quentin Miller, and then 40, who's Noah Shabib. Energy, Aubrey Graham, Matthew Samuels, who's Boy Wonder. So, you know, you have these writing credits right there. Everyone sees these credits. So, I mean, did it backfire on me? Since everyone can see writing credits. And like I said, I think a ghostwriter would be different in the fact that they wouldn't get credit. Someone, if it was exposed, now this is not true at all, but if it was exposed that Drake or Kendrick actually had someone recording shit, giving it to them, and not giving them credit, not having them for a writing credit. Now, if that was the case, then I could understand. But this is for everyone to see. Everyone can see that. This man's name is right here, next to the track. Used to, right there, Quentin Miller. It's right there. I think with the Rico track, it is the Rico reference track came out, and Quentin Miller doesn't have a writing credit on that track at all. That I can understand. But every song that I just named off, whether it be from Kendrick or Drake, has numerous people for writing credits. Producers is a totally different category, but writers is the ones that I named off. On there,
I just would like to know their contributions to the song. I really would like to know what's their contributions and shit. Mm. You know, Ghostwriting. I just want it to come from the heart. I'm not saying it doesn't come from the heart. I'm not saying,
yeah,
you know, some nigga give you 3-4 lines and, you know, you helping them out to get their name up. I don't know how it is. You know what I'm saying? We've heard stories about Dr. Dre not doing all his beats, but he's put his names on, you know, on the credits and shit. Like, he made that beat.
Yeah. Same thing. Let me flip that, too. You're exactly right. Now, we heard all the time that Dre doesn't write his lyrics. Mm. All the time that people write Dre's lyrics for him.
But see, he's a producer, though. I don't expect his pen game to be that dope. I look at Dre just as more of a producer, even though he's an NWA, kicking verses and shit.
But what about the Chronic?
Even when the Chronic was popping in 91 Timbo, I always felt that Snoop wrote that shit. I didn't think Dre wrote that shit, but it's still a fucking classic. Now, are we foul as hip-hop fans because we let, like you just said, the Chronic, you know, Dre was all over that shit? And
I think
you probably didn't write one verse on it.
We are foul because I feel The Chronic is a rap classic.
This is a classic, B. Yeah, that's a fucking
classic. It is a classic straight up. Rap, lyric-wise, it is a classic. Now, Dre's up there spitting someone else's lyrics? Mm. Why is that? Right. You know?
Yeah.
Same thing with Chronic 2001.
But when Chronic 2001, I knew Dre ain't writing that shit. I'm thinking Em is writing that shit, half that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's still a classic. Dre,
yeah, it's still a classic.
You know?
But we're not expecting Dre to... I don't look at Dre as a... Like, for instance, when he was going to drop Detox, I already know... I'm already 10 steps ahead knowing that Dre probably not writing these rhymes. But we give Dre a pass because the nigga's beats are so fucking hard. That, you know what I'm saying? We're happy just to get a Dr. Dre album because we know on production alone, the quality of that shit is going to be top notch. You dig?
Yeah. I agree. Now, let me go through this real quick. You are exactly right, first of all, on The Chronic, where I'm counting this, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 out of the 16 tracks, Dre, have Snoop as a ghost, as a writer. Sorry, not those words. Has Snoop as a writer. Let me tell you how many actually feature Let's see, features, performers on there. One, two, three.
Like, for instance, you see the song Rat-a-tat-tat on there?
Hold on. Yes.
Who got his getting writing credits for that? Because Dre was
Snoop
solo
Snoop
on that. Okay.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
And Dre went solo on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Does Dre get any writing credits for Dre Day? Or just Snoop? Dre probably
see.
Wrote a couple of verses. Both probably.
Absolutely. Snoop and Dre. Yeah, they both have writing credits on there. And one other guy also is on there. Colin Wolf. But yes. So, that just shows it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people will give passes when they feel like that people deserve the passes. Now, like I said, I feel like Chronic is a rap classic. It's not a beat classic. It's a rap classic. Bar.
No, that's a classic. Rap classic. Rap classic.
Straight,
fuck
straight
that.
Up. So who
I lived through that era, man. That shit was fucking, my nigga.
Fuck
everybody had the Chronic. I don't give a fuck where
you from. I
didn't
live through the era, but when I was old enough, when I heard it, I knew that this shit was a classic. No.
Shit was flames, my nigga. Like, dead ass.
I mean,
like, niggas had East Coast on they fucking heels, my nigga. Dead ass. When Dre dropped. Straight up.
So when you hear now that 13 of the 16 tracks have Smith as a writer, does it take away from that classic for you?
No. You know why? Because it's a rap classic, like you said, first off. And second, I never look at Dre as a writer. I never looked at this nigga like, yo, he writes his rhymes and shit. I didn't think NWA wrote his rhymes. I mean, he didn't write his rhymes half the time either. Q was writing half them shits.
But does it take it away still, even though you don't, does it take it away for the average fan? Should it take away from the average fan, for the average fan?
That's why I say hip-hop with hypocrites. We pick and, you know what, let me keep it real with you, Timbo. We pick and choose what we want to go hard about and what we like and what we don't like. There's really no policing in hip hop. It's like a free for all. Like, do what the fuck you want to do. We try to fucking, you know, put perimeters up, but that shit don't work. Niggas just run over them shits. And
Dre, what would happen? Go ahead.
You good?
I was gonna say, what would happen if reference tracks for like a Kendrick Lamar were released?
I'll be tight. I'll be disappointed. I would. Because to me, Kendrick is supposed to be MC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I look at Kendrick Lamar as an MC, not even a rapper, as a fucking MC. And you're one of the big names. I mean, Drake. Let's be real, man. The leaders of the new school is Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I see if you fuck with Drake or you fucking Cole or Kendrick. Those three niggas right now, to me, are the biggest rappers. I know Big Sean is out here, but you know, the niggas out here doing anything, but I just think those three are the leaders of the new school in the, for the mainstream America. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be a little bit like if somebody came out and said Kendrick didn't write his rhymes, and we, you know, it was proof from that. I really couldn't. I wouldn't look at him the same. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan. I can't front. I'm a big Kendrick fan. That's my dude. All these new niggas, I fuck with Kendrick heavy and shit. Heavy.
Yeah.
I think so. His Dumb Talent, the album to me is one of the best albums I heard over an album in years. Niggas be having singles, but niggas gonna be having an album where I'm just like, yo. And I guess the subject matter too helps because we live in a year of fucking hip hop era of flossiness. And Kendrick took it somewhere else where nobody thought he was gonna take it. You know? Mm-hmm. They were expecting swimming pool joints. And when he didn't do that, you're like, well, I don't get it fucked up. There's a lot of niggas that don't like the album because, you know, some niggas don't they feel they don't be preached to. And we live in a turn up world. We live in a, it's not even hip hop no more. You say this all the time. Drake makes music that hits the clubs. And that's what it is. If you're not making clubs for the strip clubs and the party scene, niggas, you know, you kind of lost in the shuffle. You know what I'm saying? So.
Crazy.
Meek. Stop being disappointed, though, my dude. Just man up. Man up. You took under the chin. We all take it under the chin. It's how you bounce back, but my nigga, we all take it under the chin.
Mm-hmm.
But all this disappointment in the rappers, in the fans, nigga, you're high.
Yeah.
Ghostwriting. We just broke that shit down. Dre, before we get out of here, I want to bring up one more topic. Now, it was said that DJ Drama sent the reference tracks to Meek Mill in his camp, and that Meek said that, kind of snitched on it and shit like that.
Mm.
Now, Drama is on taking to Twitter, said you can't trust any of these fools, fuck that, it's the Philly curse, blah, 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 whatever. Now, if that's the case, if Drama really did do that, if you're Drake, how you feeling Drama right now?
Well, does Drake have a relationship with Drama?
So what?
You know what I mean? And once again, he's a DJ, man. He's not a rapper. He's a DJ.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what's being said. It's being said that if you're reading this, it's too late. The album that Drake put out was supposed to be a Gangsta Grillz album with Drama.
And it was supposed to be if you're reading this late, that it was supposed to be on Gangsta Grillz.
It was supposed to be a Gangsta Grillz. The whole thing was supposed to be a Gangsta Grillz album or a mixtape.
So that's the reason. So, all right, obviously that didn't happen. So this why DJ Drama has his panties in a bunch?
I think this is why. So they're reporting that this is why, and this is that Drama sent them like, yo, don't air me out, but here you go. You know, but now it's coming out that this is
here's
happening.
I would like to know, I wish I knew the relationship in a sense of who didn't keep it real in this. Like, Drake on some, like, nah, fuck it, Drama, I'm not going to do it. Even though they talked about it, you know what I'm saying? He probably caught feelings. And his feelings is, all right, Meek, I got some shit, I'm going to get to you and shit.
Yeah.
But, my nigga, none of these niggas like each other. I don't give a fuck if they act like they like you. I don't think these niggas like each other. None of these rappers really like each other, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think they like each other. You say it all the time. We're in a PC hip-hop world. Where niggas is scared to fucking tell a nigga your shit is basura, that shit is garbage. You're not trying to hear that. Everybody want to hold hands at a campfire, but they all fake. That's the funny thing about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want to fucking fuck up relationships. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or they scared if they say they don't like an artist, then it's going to be considered hating and shit. That's why Joe Budden is my nigga, because he don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But even I seen Joey now, he gotta bring it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because fans is quick to say you hate something if you don't agree with something they like. It's not hating, my nigga. And the word hating, too, we gotta really pick and choose when we use that word hating. You could be objective about something and not be hater. Y'all probably think it's some old fucking flaming meat. No, it's nigga, we wanted you to respond, my nigga. That's all. And be hard. You ain't never hate us say, we know we just want it to be hard. And if Drake was saying some cornball shit, he would have got flamed too, my nigga.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
is there any
blame kind of towards Drama? Now, if you're Drama, how do you feel towards Meek with now this getting out?
Yes, I would. I would, and I use you all the time because you're my bro. I would be a little tight at you. And you probably tight at me. And you have every reason to be.
Absolutely.
You're telling me, you're Drake, I got some shit for you, my dude. But, you know, just throw my name in there. You know, we men's and shit. I personally wouldn't do that. That's just not me.
That's not
my DNA. You're not going to tell me something I want to hear my bro. I know we live in a fuckboy world. Well, how you fuckboys do that shit? Screenshot world, all the corny shit niggas be doing. That's not my steez. But if I did that, I would expect you to feel some kind of way. But this is Meek we're talking about. You know, Meek is the type of nigga to say he's disappointing the fans. You know, Tax Stone, shout out to Tax Stone. He had a funny tweet last night when he was like, Meek probably gonna go on Twitter and talk about how we broke and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna talk about how broke we go, because we don't like his diss track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can see Meek seem like that kind of nigga. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question, I would feel some kind of way. Damn, my nigga, come on, B. Don't get mad at me because I ain't fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because niggas ain't feeling your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
You know what I mean? So
I
I don't know what
definitely feel some type of way.
Oh, you feel some kind of way, right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, I would be dead ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would feel some kind of way, my dude. Dead ass, I would. Like, you can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Hold on 1 second, Timber. Hold on. I think about somebody for like 10 minutes. Hold on, just 10 minutes. Hold on. They might come
yes,
on
sir.
And see something. Just 10 minutes. But yeah, man, I just would feel some kind of way if I'm fucking drama. But drama, why are you getting something in that shit anyway? You, like I said, if you're tight because the you know, you wasn't able to get Drake on the gangster bullshit, then why even, you know what I mean? Just don't do that shit, you know? Now you got to go on Twitter and do subliminal shit against me. Oh, and I hate the subliminal world we live in. These niggas, subliminal. Everything is subliminal. Everything's a fucking subliminal.
Everything.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
That shit gets worse. Subliminal this, subliminal that.
It's crazy. Everyone's subliminal these days, man.
Yo, my nigga, let me ask you a question. What's your take on this Daylight Iron Solomon thing? Because I'm seeing niggas saying that Daylight might not take Iron Solomon serious. What you think, B?
I think he will. I think he will take Iron Solomon serious. I think he's gonna rap. I'm actually kind of excited for this battle, man. I think
of course you are.
Done.
Of course you are. Your West Coast brethren. Your West Coast brethren, Mr. Quill. Of course. Listen. I'm more excited to see Iron Solomon back. Listen, Iron Solomon, I'm glad you're back, my G. You just no way you could have went out like that. Son, do you understand that I was on Twitter flaming Mook when Summer Madness came around that time? B? I was flaming this nigga. I was telling Mook, yo, nigga, you're going to get your ass kicked. Iron Solomon's going to fuck you up, my dude. And I felt that way. I was saying that shit with conviction, my nigga. He's going to fuck you up. I was so happy that Mook battled that nigga. I was like, all right, Mook. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the fuck happened, son. I don't know what the fuck happened.
It looked bad out there. Bad.
Who you got winning?
It looked bad. Oh, man. If Daylight Rap. Daylight Rap. I'm gonna go, shit, man. I'm gonna go 2-1 Daylight.
2-1 Quill.
But man, if Daylight Rap, yeah, I'm gonna go 2-1, man. I'm gonna go 2-1. I feel like Solomon's gonna come with some shit. He's gonna get one round, but just be careful, Solomon. Be careful.
Yeah. And Solomon, also, my nigga, we don't want to hear you sound like you rapping to a beat like you did against Smoke.
No beat.
Yeah.
Solomon,
don't.
Come rapping to a beat, he will lose
3-0. Nigga, fuck
if
lose. He might, he might get tomato stone at him, my nigga, for real.
He might get. Nah, it's in Canada. He won't get. No.
Oh, it's in Canada, pardon me. That's not going to happen. No. They're going to let you rock. But just know. When it comes on cam, you're going to get flamed.
Yeah.
You're going to get flamed. You know what I mean? I'm excited to see Iron Solomon back, though. $3, you next to my nigga. You can't go on like that, my dude. You can't be a top dog
back.
and then just get flamed and just, you
Yo,
know.
What about Clips versus Reed, by the way, for like Summer Madness?
Who? Who?
Clips versus Reed.
Don't do Charlie Clips like that. Come on.
I'm just throwing it out there for a possible match.
I mean, Charlie Clips. I mean, Reed Dollars.
What about a T-Top versus Reed Dollars?
Yo, on some real shit though, on style alone, I like that. Nah, how about Shotgun Sugar Reed?
Shotgun Sugar Reed would be nice.
Shotgun Sugar and Reed Dollars would be very interesting, my dude. I got
shit, man.
Too
we just talked. We just talked about Daylight and Solomon for 2 minutes. Let's break it down a little bit more. Fuck, they're gonna be mad as shit.
Hell, man.
I like the battle though. I'm glad this was announced. I'm glad Solomon is actually coming back. But like I said, if Quill raps, it's gonna be 2-1, man. Do you think Solomon has something up his sleeve, though?
Yep. I think he's my nigga. He's been on the bench for how long? This nigga was on a milk car box, my nigga.
Yes,
no one knew where fucking Iron Solomon was. That nigga didn't tweet nothing. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm glad to see him back, my dude. I mean, Iron Solomon's son, he has some... Come on, B.
Yeah.
The battle against the Saurus. Him and Math had a goodie. Love the battle E Ness. That nigga had three fucking flame rounds against Ness. You know what I'm saying? What's the other nigga? Shaif battle in the fucking barbershop. What was that nigga's name? Certain Tie or some shit like that.
Suit and tie,
yeah. Yeah, that corny nigga. Yeah.
The
other Spanish nigga, he battled outside.
Oh, he
battled outside
flames.
And shit.
Flames. Yeah.
I be forgetting niggas' names, but I remember that shit vividly was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't been out here, B. He's been out here, man. Good to see the dude back.
Yeah, it's been out here. So it'll be good, man. Daylight and Solomon going down, world domination. Who do you guys think is going to win? Daylight, Solomon going to pull it out. Anybody going to get 3-0'd in this battle? You know what I'm saying? Just leave a comment, man. Let us know who you guys are picking to win this battle. But I think it'll be a good one, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a good one. I'm glad to see this seeing back. Glad to see him back.
He got to come correct, though, B.
Yeah, absolutely. He
can't be Daylight, though. He can't. Don't get it fucked up. I think he could. If he's on point. But let's see. You know.
It'll be good, man. You got to see. World domination. It's going to be a good one, man.
It should be a good one.
Shit, man. I line it up to be Disaster Dumbfounded.
Chilla Pass. I saw some other ones too.
First Illmatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a goodie. Watch out for that King of the Dash, man. They're coming up. I think it's coming up in August. August. World
Definitely
dominating.
Tuning into that shit.
I'm
excited for Chilla and Pass, man. Word.
Chilla and Pass is gonna be nice. By the way, Chilla interview coming up. Should be out tonight. Possibly tomorrow, depending on how I feel. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? It should be coming out very soon. But you already know what the fuck we do here at PSA Radio, bringing you exclusives galore, segments, tracks, battle rap, interviews. What the fuck, man? This is the one-stop shop right here. So salute to everybody listening, checking out the videos, commenting, subscribing, man. You already know what the fuck this is. We're going to keep you in tune on everything, all the latest news and shit. This is what we do, man. Salute everybody listening. I'm here. You already know what the fuck this is. My bro in this shit, Mr. Rant himself, the guy who rants and lets people have it, Mr. PSA delivering them shit every day, every week, man. Dre 311, take us out, my G.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. We out here, man. I'll let my bro tell me what y'all know the fuck it is, man.
Yes, sir.
Easy.
We out.